Racing Commission monthly meeting today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022. The time is 9:00. Denise, if you could do roll call, please, for us.
Sam Brinkman?
Here.
David Mossy Sanchez?
Here.
Billy Smith?
Here.
John Buffington?
Here.
Margaret Brown?
Here.
Okay, all the commissioners are here. I'd ask everybody in attendance here to please rise. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. Let me just also say right off the bat, we are here at wonderful Sunray Park, and we are happy to be here. We're holding our monthly meeting up here, and I want to personally just thank the management and all the folks here at Sunray for hosting us. It's a wonderful morning up here in Farmington. We're glad to be here. And so thank you very, very much. We do appreciate you. Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. So are there any corrections to the agenda? Mr. Trejo, our executive director, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, if I may point in your direction to item 10. I would recommend amending the agenda to read licensing, pending litigation, appeals, hearing officer reports, employment contracts, and personnel, just so there's no confusion.
Very well, and that's basically, we want to make that consistent with item 9. That's what we're going into closed session. We will be making no decisions in closed session, but when we come out of closed session later this morning, number 10 should read the same as number 9. So with that, are there any other changes to the agenda? Not hearing any, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved. Smith?
Second. Buffington?
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. We're going to do, I know we've got a Zoom meeting going on as well, so on the things like that, I'm just going to do I don't know that we need to do a roll call vote for approval of the agenda. So unless, Ms. Chavez, you have a different opinion. Mr. Bustamante, you're good with that for right now? Thank you. Okay, so we've, next I want to move to item number 4, approval of the minutes. This is the April 25th, 2022, and the April 28th, 2022 special meeting. We'll do that together. I take it the commission has had an opportunity, the commissioners, to review those minutes. Is there any changes to the minutes or any comments as far as the approval of the minutes? Hearing none, seeing none, I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of April 25th and April 28th of 2022.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is the chairman's report. I don't have much as far as my report, but I do want to touch on a few things. First of all, as I always do, I want to thank the staff of the New Mexico Racing Commission for the outstanding job that you all do day in and day out. I truly appreciate it. I know that each and every one of the commissioners does as well. I know that we have an awful lot of work with limited resources and limited personnel, and you all do an amazing job, and I'm very grateful to everybody that works with the New Mexico Racing Commission. So please understand that what you do every day is not overlooked by this commission. We certainly appreciate it. Back to Sunray for a minute. We're in the middle of their meet or towards the end of their meet. We're very grateful to the great meet. That's been, from all accounts, it's been a very good meet. We're very excited. And everybody is certainly, every horseman out there that's out there at Sunray, together with everybody that works at this racetrack, we are grateful to you and thankful to you all for putting on one of the best shows there is in New Mexico, and that's New Mexico horse racing. So thank you again to Sunray, and continued good luck and great success during this meet. Next, this commission for the last, during this whole calendar year, I think, has been talking about HISA. And it's the federal legislation that's been passed by Congress and taking effect on July 1st. And I want to take this opportunity to remind everybody, HISA, first of all, deals with thoroughbred racing at this point, and thoroughbred racing only at this point. But anybody that is involved in thoroughbred racing in New Mexico needs to understand that if you even have the opportunity to touch a thoroughbred horse, and that's the language that the HISA people are using with us, a trainer, a groom, a jockey, an owner, the racetrack, you are required before July 1st, before July 1st, you are required to register with HISA. If you are a trainer who does not register with HISA and does not register the horses that you train with HISA, they will scratch you and you will not be allowed to race. That is not the New Mexico Racing Commission doing this. We do not have any control over the federal legislation. I want to make sure that's very clear. However, if you plan on participating in thoroughbred racing as an owner, a trainer, a jockey, you must register with HISA. It is a website, I believe it's HISA US. The website is?
I don't have the exact website, Mr. Chairman, but we do have a link on our website in two different areas under resources and news.
So go to the Racing Commission's website and pull up the HISA link and register. Do it sooner than later. From what I understand, what I've been told, it is not a complicated process. There's a few questions on it that you have to answer, and that's it. But I want to remind everybody, and we've been talking about this for some time, that this is coming down the train track, and now July 1st, if you are not registered with HISA, you will not be able to participate as an owner, trainer, jockey, groom in thoroughbred racing. So I will say this again next June, and then we're going to be really cutting it close to the deadline. But please, everybody, it'll take 5 minutes out of your time, from what I'm told, to go in and register. The HISA is going to be implemented at this point, what we're told, in two different forms or two different parts. The first part is the track safety piece, which is going to be effective July 1st. The racetracks, and I know I've been on Zoom calls with them together with HISA. The racetracks have to do certain things to get up to speed, and it's not going to be for free. It's going to cost the racetracks money, and it's going to cost everybody that's participating in thoroughbred racing money. This is the federal legislation. This is not the New Mexico Racing Commission forcing anybody to do anything as far as this is concerned. However, based on the new regulations that HISA is putting forward on July 1st, there is going to be requirements that the racetrack do certain things. Between the racetracks and HISA, and those that are willing to participate in those discussions, will then decide and determine how much the racetracks are going to have to pay, how much horsemen are going to have to pay, how much owners are going to have to pay, and unfortunately, it is going to be an increased cost to be able to participate in horse racing. But it is the federal law, and unless something changes in a courthouse, that is what is going to happen starting July 1st. The second part of HISA, I'm understanding they're going to be implementing that, and that's regards to thoroughbred drug testing and horses specifically from January 1 forward. All of those rules have not been put out yet. Those are going to be additional costs for all the covered people. And they call a covered person in HISA a groom, a trainer, a owner. It's going to be additional costs for tracks. It's going to be additional costs for everybody. Again, this is HISA. This is the federal legislation that's happening. The reason I'm taking the opportunity to say all this now is not only to make sure it's clear to everybody that this added expense and added burden is not coming from your New Mexico Racing Commission, but also please to just know this is happening, and everybody needs to address it if we want our sport and thoroughbred racing, that is, to continue on in the great manner that it does. And I will say that quarter horse racing is not affected by this right now, but if you do both, you better register with HISA or you're not going to be able to run thoroughbreds. So I want to make sure everybody understands that, and please take the opportunity to get on their website and register. Take the opportunity to understand new requirements that are going to affect when it comes to New Mexico racing and thoroughbreds. With that said, I want to circle around now to something we talked about last time, and that is specifically my disappointment. My disappointment in the fact that we do not have a simulcast signal being exported here from Sunray, and that is directly and wholly on the New Mexico Horsemen's Association. And that's sad because the overall handle, the overall amount of people that are watching throughout the country and the world, New Mexico racing, has dropped. Now, the handles here locally are up. The people within the state are up. In all accounts, this meet is a great success, except for the fact that the New Mexico Horsemen's Association prohibited an export signal from going out, which actually cost their own membership money. And it's a very sad situation that's going on. And I really hope that we can continue, in light of the fact that we've got things like HISA coming down the train track, that we can continue to try our best to work together. So with that said, I'm going to pass it on to now. I'm going to go on to item number 6, the agency director. Unless, commissioners, if you have anything you want to say right now.
Didn't include the vets have to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. And by the way, I want to thank Commissioner Smith because he's been very involved in understanding and getting to know what's going on with HISA. And I appreciate all your involvement, Commissioner Smith. But the veterinarians as well also have to register with the HISA. On the HISA website and with HISA. Every thoroughbred horse that's going to race in New Mexico has to be registered by their trainer. They're going to follow the horses around the country and know exactly where they are at all times. So please pay attention to this, and thank you, Commissioner Smith, for mentioning that. Anything else from any of the commissioners right now? All right, then moving on, Mr. Trejo, with your executive director report, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Great to see that OnTrack is up 40% as of this last weekend of racing. That tells us that this community has embraced the racing product here and has come with their wagering dollars and supported this race. The unfortunate side of that is OffTrack handle is down 95%, and that's absolutely due to the lack of export signal going across the nation. But thank you to all the wagers in New Mexico that are still supporting this race meet at our local racetracks. Next up, state investigator Lisa Johnson went to Redoso on May 9th to inspect the facility. It's old, but it's on the improved at Redoso Downs. It's great to see them put some investment in back into the infrastructure at that racetrack. Compliments to Mr. Bob, Mr. Linder, their ownership for realizing that they need to do some upgrades on that facility. So we look forward to the next few years of continued progress. Aesthetics of that place. We were at the training races also during that week. Investigator Lisa Johnson took over 150 samples from two-year-olds that participated in the training races. So our hats off to her for quite an accomplishment, and I certainly don't want to leave Dr. Alan Chastain out of there. He's our competition vet, so they did great work there. So we'll see what the results are. Hopefully everything's clean. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I know you discussed HISA at length there, so I'm not going to go too deep into that. The other only thing I have to add is that we've had some trainings within the staff. We've got a little breathing time, so when we have some breathing room, we certainly like to take advantage. Chairman, and then stay up for any questions.
Commissioner Smith?
How much was the overall handle down due to no simulcast?
Overall, I mean, to defer to Brad, we're up 40 on track, down 95 off track. I think overall it's like 86% or something. You take those two together.
Dollar-wise, $1 million?
More than that. I focused on the percentages. It's over $1 million.
You know, the state wasn't too happy. That cost them tax money, cost the horsemen purse money, and also cost this track quite a bit of money to operate this track at a profitable deal. I mean, it's a big hit, and when you cost the state money, that opens their eyes. Put us in a really peculiar situation, trying to balance the two, try to help racing, yet you're costing state money, cost you guys money, cost overall handle money. It was a mess. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. I agree with what your comments were. Any other comments from commissioners? Okay. And Commissioner Buffington, I just want to say it's nice to be in your hometown.
We're trying to leave it safely and
in good condition.
Intact.
Okay. We will try to do no harm to your community. Very well. Moving on. I had to interject a little bit of lightheartedness there. I want to go now to the 6B, the horse breeders report. Mary Barber, I think I saw her earlier, and there she is. Good morning. Can you hear us?
I can't hear her. Okay, I think I'm on mute now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Good morning. Mary Barber, the next door horse breeders. Hopefully you got my two reports and thank you all very, very briefly. For the race of day report, Sunray Park ran 33 next up red races in their first 9 days. Buffaloes, 15 third red overnight, 7 quarter horse overnight. Our contribution to those races was 63,000. There were 7 quarter horse trials, 3 third red stakes, and 1 quarter horse stake. The contribution to the stakes is 240,000. So the total contribution for the first 6 days was 303, I'm sorry, the first 9 days was 303,000. And that is 99,000 more than in 2021. They've averaged 3.67 domestic overnight races per day and are up plus 6 for the 3 a day. For the New Mexico Red overnight races, for their average field size, the thoroughbreds are averaging 8.6 horses per race. The quarter horses are averaging 8.3. And the combined average field size is 8.5. For the New Mexico Red running the open overnight races, I only reported for the first 6 days because that is all we paid out so far. It was clear. And in those first 6 days, 152 New Mexico Reds ran in open overnight races. About those, 51 came in for second, third, and first 4%. There's 31 thoroughbreds and 20 quarter horses. And the contribution to those purses from the New Mexico horse breeders was $95,438. And just for an update, I've gone through and looked at the first 12 days of racing, and Sunray Park has run 121 races. And of those races, 68 were won by New Mexico Red horses, and that is an average. That is 57% of the races run at Sunray Park have been won by New Mexico Red. So we're pretty proud of those. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you, Mary, and congratulations to the 57%. That's great. It's really great for New Mexico breeders and New Mexico bred. Does anybody else have any? Commissioner Smith.
Mary, this is in the, I know everybody's tired of hearing about HISA, but HISA is going to shrink this business. We're going to lose a lot of owners, And one of the things that I think your organization needs to look really, really hard at is taking the padlock off your breed numbers and opening it up somewhat. I would like your breed association to consider opening it up a little bit so we can up our quality a little bit and up our numbers a little bit. Because there's no question HISS is going to change this industry forever. And I think that's one of the things that need to be done, is open your breed situation up. And I know we have nothing to do with that or nothing to say about it, but I think you need to bring it up to your president and your organization and see what you can. You can't get something done with that. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else, commissioners? Ms. Barber, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on now to public comments. Denise, is there anybody that, is there any, first of all, any public comments out in the audience? For those that all can't see the audience, we have a couple of thousand people here today. I'm kidding, but we do have a dozen or so people, and I'm very grateful to all them who've made it out. Thank you very much for attending. Any comments from the team's meeting? Anybody out there that would like to give the commission their peace of mind or thoughts for a total of 2 minutes? Not seeing any, and not seeing anything in the audience either, then 10-second call. Anybody last chance to give a public comment? We see a hand that went up. Who is this? Can you please state your name and realize that you're going to have about 2 minutes to let us know your thoughts, and thank you very much for addressing us. Who are we speaking to? Can you identify him, Denise?
Samson Guest.
Samson Guest is the name on it. Who is that?
It looks like their microphone may not be connected, Chairman.
Right now we don't have your microphone connected, and that is, can you maybe unmute yourself or? Okay. I will come back, and if you can get your microphone situated, because your microphone isn't working, whoever's trying to give us public comment, I'll come back and I'll give another opportunity for public comments before we go into closed session. So, anybody else? Not seeing anybody. We're going to go now to item 8A, and that is Director Trejo.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, respectfully requesting ratification of approval of 2022 substitute steward of Sunray, Mrs. Debbie Ferguson, a long-time race tracker that I've known for quite a long time from Arizona. Reports are that she's doing a fantastic job here. I believe this is her first steward's position, and we're honored to provide her that opportunity as we've got to keep growing stewards since we're having a lot of difficulty finding them. She is here in the audience, and just want to thank the other two gentlemen that are here serving the state of New Mexico's Racing Commission, Mr. Jack Houghton and Mr. Larry Montanel. They're doing a good job here.
Thank you. And before we vote on that, I want to thank the stewards, and not just these stewards, but stewards throughout that work for us throughout the state. You guys do a really tremendous job, and we appreciate how hard it is. And it's a lot of hours and a lot of, it's so important to racing. So we're very grateful to all of you. Thank you. With that said, I'll entertain a motion for an approval to ratify the approval of the 2022 substitute stewards at Sunray Park.
So moved, Smith. Second, Buffington.
It's been moved by Commissioner Smith, second by Commissioner Buffington. A roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Martin French?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. Okay, that passes unanimously. Moving on to item 8B. Approval of 2022 stewards at Ruidoso Downs. Mr. Trejo.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, respectfully request an approval for the following group of stewards. Presiding steward, Mr. Reese Rugg Howard, Violet Smith, Larry Fontenot, the substitute stewards, Lisa Johnson, and Elizabeth Garcia. We have overlap with Albuquerque during that meeting, so we're just going to scramble to get wherever we can in the emergency situation.
Okay. Any comments? I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the 2022 stewards at Rio Doce Downs.
Move, Smith.
Second, Buffington.
That's been moved and seconded. A roll call vote, please.
David Jose Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Tom Buffington?
Yes.
Martha French?
Yes.
Sal Brickman?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item 8C. Mr. Trejo.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commissioners, requesting approval of the substitute official veterinarian at Sunray Park, Ms. Jones Alonzo. We put this out for bid. As we have overlap, Dr. Molly will be shuffling down to Rio Doce. So, for the closing weekend here at Sunray, so Mrs. Alonzo will fill that void.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the 2022 substitute official veterinarian at Sunray Park.
Move, Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. A roll call vote, please.
David Jose Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret French?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. Okay, item 8D, approval of proposed commission meeting dates for July through November 2022. I just have a couple thoughts on that. This is just actually setting the calendar and making sure we're all on the same page for the proposed dates of our next commission meetings. Commissioners, if you have any problems with those dates, let us know. And if in the future, if we need to change them, of course we can. But I would make the proposal that the July, we of course have a June commission meeting, but this deals with July through November, and I would propose that our July meeting, without talking to the folks at Rio Doce Downs, let them know that we're coming in July and having our racing commission meeting down there. If that's okay with the commissioners, if there's no objection. So, and then I thought in August, we could let Mr. Cook host us at the Albuquerque Downs for our meeting there in August. So, although they say Albuquerque for July and August, I want to make it July Rio Doce and August Albuquerque at the Downs. So those are the only changes I have to that. Otherwise, all of them start at 9 a.m. and you can see the dates there. Is there any questions or concerns from the commission? Anything else from you, Mr. Trejo, on this?
Just, Mr. Chairman, as usual, we do, after we take the vote, we do read the dates out so the public will.
Sure, I'll do that. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to approve, as I've discussed, the race dates for the Racing Commission meetings going forward.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. A roll call vote, please.
David Jose Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret French?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. So just to be clear on for everybody's sake, the July meeting will be Thursday, July 21st, 2022 at 9 a.m. It'll be at Rio Doce Downs. The August meeting will be Thursday, August 18th at 9 a.m. It'll be at the Albuquerque Downs. The September meeting will be Thursday, September 22nd at 9 a.m. in Albuquerque at the Racing Commission offices. October is Thursday, October 20th at 9 a.m. at the Albuquerque Racing Commission offices. And November is Thursday, November 17th at 2022 at 9 a.m. at the Albuquerque Racing Commission offices. So moving on now to item E, approvals for Sunray Park. I think we've all had a chance to review that. So Mr. Barber, good morning, and
good morning, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we'd like to welcome you guys here. Glad you got to come up. And we've had a very successful meet up to now. I think our field sizes have been a great help to us. I think we're close to nine between the two breeds, average of nine a race. And we've had, like I say, we've had some good handle here on at the racetrack. The in-state off-track's been up, with the exception of one day this last Sunday, we're down about $1,000, but the overall we're up. Anyway, at this time, I'd like to ask approval for ratification approval of men 20, or 20 and 22 full-time wagering on, I think it was May 7th, what we're talking about.
Yep.
Because of the Derby Day, the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Wagering format for May 6th.
Yeah, and then, yes, wagering format for May 6th also.
We've got a chance to review those. Any questions from the commissioners, Mr. Barber, on those, on that particular issue? No, then I'll entertain a motion for ratification of approval to amend the 2022 post times and wagering.
So moved, Smith. Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and second. A roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. Okay, Mr. Barber on the item E2.
The 2022 ranking of this amendment, this mainly deals with our Fair Mutual Manager, Ms. Stephanie Enriquez, and then we moved her to Simulcast Operation Manager after we started the meet. She's doing a good job. I mean, our numbers and everything. She's been here, but she's been here, Brad, 19, 20 years, so she's pretty familiar with all the parts of our racing. Been a great help to me, and took over for Mr. Steve Fadunak, which has left us in, before the meeting started. But she hasn't missed a beat, so I think she's doing a great job. She's going to be here this morning, but she had her grandson graduate from kindergarten, and I said, well, go do that.
Absolutely. Well, thank
that's
you.
That's what basically that's what that is.
Okay, any questions? Barber on that? Okay. So I'll entertain a motion for the approval to amend the 2022 racing officials.
So moved, Commissioner Smith. Second, Buffington.
A roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. Mr. Barber, thanks again for hosting this, for running a great meet.
Thank you.
We appreciate that very much, you guys.
We've came a long way, I think, since you and I got into this business. I don't remember how long ago that was, but I knew right out of law school when I hired you over a painter to take care of business. But it is.
That was a different time and a different place, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Nobody wants to hear about the old times, Lon. But yeah, they've been some good ones.
Said, we thank you guys for coming. We appreciate you coming up and being here.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much again. Okay, so we're going to move on now to item 8F. Have we fixed Mr. Cook's connection?
I just enabled his mic, but...
All right, so Mr. Trejo is going to substitute in for Mr. Cook. So this is 8F, approvals for the Downs of Albuquerque. Mr. Trejo.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the Downs of Albuquerque is seeking approval of the first quarter 2022 simulcast deduction amounts, which have been reviewed by staff.
We have reviewed those as well. You gave us that material. Is there any questions from the commissioners? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the first quarter 2022 simulcast deduction amount.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded by the usual suspects. If we could do a roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. Next, Mr. Trejo, item F2.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Downs at Albuquerque is requesting approval of the 2022 racing officials as provided, and we will assure that all are licensed.
Alrighty then. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion for the approval of 2022 racing officials.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and second. A roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brickman?
Yes. Now I want to go back to public comment, and we do have a hand up, I believe. So I want to have any public comment? Yes, who are we speaking to, Denise? This is...
This is still the Samsung guest.
Samsung guest. Who? Can you identify yourself by name, please?
Hear me?
Can you tell me your name?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Melissa Alexander. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes.
One moment. Well, apparently I've got an echo on the clipboard. Thank you to Denise for turning my mic on.
2 minutes is up.
As far as the my public comment, want to wish everyone a good morning. Nice to see you all. I have a few comments I'd like to the illegal licenses pointed out by myself. You have people that have licenses who are not even eligible to apply license, including trainers and owners. They were given licenses when we were licensed in Jersey. The Racing Commission doesn't reciprocate. I'm wondering when that's going to correct your attention and spend. 2018, you guys changed left and ended up with the rash of those thick pods. What I find interesting is that the people that took this to court had those rulings overturned, with, of course, the exception. Mr. Abraham, who were represented by the court, who was then immediately made chairman. Everyone else that should have had those pods thrown out now has to take you to court to get these thrown out. The commission done as they were recommended to do in 2018. Also in 2018, you guys were closed executive session was against the Zach, and by using Mr. Stratton as a head, he was one of the two attorneys having that ability to advise the Racing Commission. You filed the OMA. Now in 2022, dozens of lawsuits that have been filed against the Racing Commission, which you've lost everything for those same violations. Now we have courses that are legitimately positive substances now being reinstated winners versus being paid owners that ran courses positive. I think that's something that the team needs to admit and you need to be more straight with the trend.
Ms. Alexander, that's time. Thank you for your thoughts. Anybody else, Denise, signed up to speak for public comment, which is the comment publicly?
I've got one more hand up, Chairman, but I believe it's Don Cook.
Oh, well, we'll listen to Don for a second. We won't let him have a public comment, but. Mr. Cook, can you hear us? All right. You're forgotten, Mr. Cook. All right.
He's spent all that money on the IT yesterday trying to get it to work.
That's okay, we're gonna move on from public comment then. And next on the agenda is an executive session. So I'm going to entertain the following motion. And let me say that right now, currently it's scheduled for executive session to go to 10:30. I'd recommend that everybody, for our public meeting, I think our public meeting will start back up at 10:30. So I wanted to let everybody know that obviously, we may be moving this up by about 15 minutes. So you can count on the first one moving up to about 10:30. So with that said, I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session, specifically a motion that would say that the commission go into closed executive session to discuss only those matters listed on the agency as closed, on the agenda, as closed pursuant to section 10-15-1H, to discuss matters related to the issuance, suspension, renewal, or revocation of a license, to discuss limited personnel matters, to deliberate in connection with an administrative adjudicatory proceeding, or discuss attorney-client privilege matters pertaining to or threatened or pending litigation. I'd entertain such a motion.
So moved, Smith. Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Grange?
Yes.
Sam Bregman?
Yes. Okay, with that said, we are in closed session, so I anticipate everybody one more time that we will get back on at about no later than 10:30 is what I'm guessing. So, okay, we're going to call back into open session the New Mexico Racing Commission meeting. This is the second open session today, Thursday, May 19th, 2022. It is 10:31 in the morning. Let me state for the record the following. The commission is back in open session, and I affirm that the commission discussed only those matters specified in the motion to close the meeting in accordance with section 10-15-1J. Mr. Bustamante, going to item 10A.
Mr. Chairman, honorable commissioners, just to advise that during executive session, basically we discussed the matters in section 9A through D. There were updates, status, and progress information provided, but no decisions were made.
All right. So with that said, I want to thank again Sunray for hosting us here today. I want to thank the Racing Commission for all the effort to put this on the road again type Racing Commission meeting together with all the electronics. For those of you, I'd just like to tell the general public, for anybody that would like to be signed up to be put on an email blast that we send out regarding these teams meetings or anything else like that, please contact Denise Chavez and you will get your name. Just contact the Racing Commission office. You'll get your name put on that email list. Commissioners, anything else that you need to say that's on the agenda? Well, there's nothing else left on the agenda, so we can't say anything now, Commissioner Smith. Thank you again, everybody, and this meeting of the New Mexico Racing Commission is adjourned. Have a nice day, everybody. Mm-hmm.